Welcome to Jim Lang's Retire Secure Podcast, where smart money talks. Throughout his career, Jim Lang has made it a priority to provide his clients, readers, and friends with useful, cutting-edge information, as well as peer-reviewed financial and tax planning strategies, so that they can make the most educated decisions and really get the most out of what they've got. We hope you enjoy the following special rebroadcast from the Lang Vault. And please stay with us until the end, so you don't miss more information on how we can help you protect your wealth and ensure your family's financial security for the next generation. And now, Jim Lang.
Well, we've had many famous experts on the show, perhaps none as famous or well-known as John Bogle, the founder and longtime CEO of Vanguard. John is not only an expert in many financial areas, but also has some quite outspoken opinions about some of today's problems in the financial markets.
You also talk about the conflict of interest between corporate and mutual fund management and people who are supposed to have a fiduciary duty towards shareholders. Could you expand on that idea of fiduciary and conflict of interest and why you think our system is to some extent broken, partly just because of that conflict of interest?
Well, to begin with, you have to think of this as what the economists would call an agency problem. Or are the agents representing their principals? In this case, for the first time in human history, we have two sets of agents facing each other. On the one hand, we've got corporations, and their agents are their management, principals of the shareholders. And there's a great temptation for the managers, the chief executives, and so on, to run the company for their benefit, short-term benefit often, stock options, compensation, bigger to get more money. We do mergers a lot. So they're the agents, and the issue that's raised over there is they really aren't representing their principals, the shareholders of the corporations. Over here, we have another set of agents, and these agents actually control about 70% of all the stock in America. They are our financial institutions. And when I came into this business in 1951, these financial institutions, investing money for others, controlled about 8% of all shares of stock in America. Today, they control 70%. These agents, these large institutional money managers for pension funds and mutual funds, are representing too much themselves and not enough the shareholders who have given them money or the pension beneficiaries who they owe a duty to create a retirement fund. They're looking after their own interests. They're charging high fees. They don't want to get into corporate governance. The absenteeism of corporate owners from corporate governance issues, how the corporations are being run, is just striking and in the long run totally counterproductive because someone has to look out to make sure that these corporations themselves are being operated in the interest of their shareholders. And here we have the agents representing all these shareholders, only 66% more or less of the stock of every single corporation, have the absolute power to change the system, and they do almost nothing. Zero. They sit back and endorse management proposals, endorse mergers, endorse compensation, and pay little attention to the interest of the shareholders behind that.
Well, I guess corporate management isn't the only people that you indict, specifically Chapter 2, the double agency society and happy conspiracy. You name 10, you call them gatekeepers, and they include Congress, the judiciary, the SEC, the Federal Reserve Board, the rating agencies, the financial press, security analysts, corporate directors who we've been talking about, and institutional stockholders who, in your own words, have played in abetting the new culture of speculation, particularly in the period of the great crash of 2008 to 2009 and its aftermath. Is that a fair indictment of so many well-respected institutions?
Well, it's certainly a broad indictment.
We hope you've enjoyed this special edition of Jim Lang's Retire Secure Podcast, where smart money talks. If you've had your questions answered and would like to schedule an appointment to meet with Jim, call our offices at 1-800-387-1129. That number again is 1-800-387-1129. And if you would like to attend one of Jim's upcoming virtual events, go to paytaxeslater.com/webinars. That address again is paytaxeslater.com/webinars to reserve your virtual spot today.